Moshe Lundstrom Halbert is a fashion director, writer, entrepreneur, and on-air personality. Today, her and I discussed issues in regards to the world's biggest fashion crisis. Fashion is so popular today that it is seen everywhere. I asked her what she thinks the power of social media has on the fashion industry and its effects on the environment.
This is really interesting because I'm kind of like of two minds about it. In one way, because, you know, I do run my own outerwear business, which is primarily direct to consumer, I actually find that selling through Instagram allows us to run a much more sustainable business. Physical retail can be very, very wasteful. When you buy things online, oftentimes it's a more considered purchase. You read, you know, the literature about the product, you think about it, you price compare. So while Instagram's facilitating exposure to new brands and making it very easy to process transactions through other platforms like Shopify and Square, et cetera, I do actually think that like I tend to consume less but buy better when I'm making my purchases online. And I think a lot of people are, you know, not buying fast fashion online. What they're doing is they're researching into brands that they wouldn't normally be exposed to, that don't have the presence to be competing in like a shopping center. I do think that the more things that we can purchase online, it's actually in the long run probably better for the environment in a lot of ways.
Halbert explained to me why she thinks fast fashion is very popular today.
I think that customers have become so confused by what something should actually cost. When we're in an environment and in a culture where you can get a lot for a little bit of money, and it's very tempting versus getting, you know, one thing for that same amount of money. I think we're in a quantity over quality moment. If you look at like the 1950s, let's say, you didn't have a lot of money, you wouldn't go out and buy a cheap pair of shoes because you didn't have a lot of money. You would save your money to buy the best pair of shoes you could so that those shoes would last you longer so that you didn't have to buy a new pair of shoes. A really simple saying and mentality that that I love to think of with my purchases, and it sounds funny, but I think it's really poignant. It's buy once, cry once. Like when you make a purchase, when money leaves your bank account to a independent vendor, like that should hurt a little bit. That's when you know you've made a good purchase. I mean, I've been to last year I was in Kenya, and they have just these massive markets everywhere just populated with discarded clothes from Americans.
Halbert shares her opinions on how social media is affecting our shopping habits.
When you talk about influencer culture and social media, the amount of photography that even for a very average person occurs and is posted on online forums like Facebook, et cetera. So what's happening is a lot of people are feeling like, oh, I can't wear that because I've already been photographed in it. You know, desire to acquire more new things. But, you know, if you don't have the means for it, I think that's where fast fashion becomes like a tool for people to insert novelty. I think what is happening is there's a deterioration of natural and authentic cultivation of personal style. I think we need to be very careful about what we let into our world. You know, on social media, really don't follow or engage with accounts that aren't aligned with your values. Just taking breaks and reminding yourself that this is all marketing. You know, that old adage of having a closet full of things but nothing to wear. If people take a very disciplined and organized approach to their possessions, you actually realize how much you have and how little you need.
She talks to me about why large conglomerates like The Gap are successful in a country so full of talented fashion designers.
I think it's very, very hard for brands to permeate the Canadian market via conventional retail channels because Canada is just so vast. It's so big. So I think what's happened is people are turning to brands that they recognize and that are close to them. So that's why a brand like The Gap, it's affordable, it's recognizable. I think they kind of coexist in that middle ground where they're not really considered fast fashion, there's like a certain all-American quality that we think of with the Gap. That's not so trendy, but you know, it's all made in those same similar types of factories.
This is Mira Nabulsi reporting for Double Tap Sustainable Fashion.